7 years ago, I asked my partner Kelsey if she would marry me. I did that despite the fact that every living member of my family who had ever been married had also gotten divorced. My parents, all my aunts and uncles on both sides, my only living great uncle, my only living grandparent, not to mention some of my great grandparents, all had been married and all had been divorced, some of them twice. It's certainly not an encouraging track record. And the deeper I got into my own marriage, the more questions I had about the examples I had grown up with and my own capacity for commitment. So I started asking.
Hello?
Hey, Ian.
I talked to every one of those relatives.
Hey there, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, hi, Ian.
Hi, how are you?
About their marriages.
I really thought I would be with him for the rest of my life.
And their divorces.
I was sort of expecting it to be more fulfilling.
The stories they told were at once more bizarre.
The whole courtroom is like a reverse wedding.
And also more relatable, more familiar than I had ever imagined.
There was so much compensating, really, on both sides for the other person not being the person that you really wanted them to be.
Familiar enough that I can only hope that by asking and listening, I won't have to repeat those stories myself.
Oh, God, marriage really doesn't mean a thing to me.
He didn't find me attractive. Like, that really, it got to me after a while.
She picked up the phone and said, that's it, I'm going to call the cops.
We lost respect for each other.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like kind of a red flag in hindsight.
Doesn't it? But we stayed married for 30-something years.
They did a lot of stuff to fuck you up, but you also get gifts.
I didn't want to pass that legacy on to my kids.
He was really, really afraid of being his dad.
So I'd be perfectly happy to be that woman at the end of the street with 15 cats. I wouldn't have any issues with that at all.
You sort of start to feel like your good and sufficient reasons, maybe they really weren't so good and sufficient for who you actually become.
My name is Ian Koss. The show is called Forever is a Long Time. It's a 5-part series of conversations and also songs about divorce, but really about the meaning of lifetime commitment and the patterns of behavior that we all inherit from our families, whether we realize it or not. The full series drops on August 5th, wherever you listen to podcasts.